Previously on Two and a Half Men. She's a very sexy woman.
So whose car is it?
Psychiatrist.
Let's get out of here, shall we?
You're not just gonna leave me here, are you?
Here we are, Shay Charlie.
She's taking her clothes off.
Is this a great country or what?
You guys are so cute.
Right back at you.
Good, Charlie. Keep hitting on the deranged woman.
Hey, Charlie, you're a really cool guy, but I'm not gonna have sex with you.
Ever.
Deep tissue massage, pancakes. If you had a TV on your forehead and could breathe through your ears, you'd be perfect.
Aha, so you just assume that if we were both interested in the same woman, you would come out on top.
Of course I would. What are you afraid of? I'm afraid I'm gonna hit you so hard I'll be an only child.
You sure?
It's settled. You're staying with us.
Of course, we still don't know a damn thing about her.
I'm Joni.
Hi. Hello.
We're gonna go to Charlie and Alan's house, hon. It's a wonderful place where those awful people will never find us.
So, Frankie, why didn't you tell us you had a daughter?
Okay, guys, here's the deal. I didn't want you to know.
Okay, I feel better.
I'm sorry, it's a long story.
We got time. I'm not doing anything. Alan, you doing anything?
No, I'm free.
I was staying with my grandma and grandpa, who are really rich, and they don't want my mom to have me, so they said she's crazy.
Well, that wasn't so long.
Can we please talk about this later?
Okay. What shall we talk about?
Are you guys gay?
Isn't she something?
Okay, here we are. This is it, right? One kid, no pets.
As far as I know.
Wow. Can I go look at the ocean?
Sure, just stay on the deck. Okay, who has the first question? Alan?
Thank you. What the hell is going on?
Oh, good one. Mm.
Here it is. I married a really rich guy, and his parents always hated me. I don't know. Maybe it was because when we met, he was on the road to becoming a U.S. congressman, and I was just, you know, on the road. Joni, get off the rail. Anyway, they were not happy when we got married, and they were even less happy when we used part of his trust fund to finance my recording career.
You're a singer?
Well, as it turns out, no. But, Then 2 years ago, Brad died, and ever since, his parents have been trying to take Joni away from me.
So the psychiatrist...
Court-ordered. They're suing me for custody, saying I'm an unfit parent.
Unfit how?
You know.
I'm not a lawyer, but taking a baseball bat to the shrink's beamer might not have helped your case.
Yeah, they'll probably spin that one in their favor. But I was screwed anyway, because they were paying him to make me look bad.
That's horrible.
So what are your plans now?
I don't know. I didn't think past just getting her out of there.
Well, you know, you don't have to know. You can just stay here for a while and figure it out. Right, right, Charlie?
Absolutely.
Thank you. That'd be great. I'll go tell Joni.
Terrific. We're happy to have you. Okay, we gotta get her out of here.
Charlie, she needs us.
She doesn't need us. She needs a lawyer. And probably a new shrink.
Well, then we'll get her those.
Okay, at this point, I think I'd like to stop using the word we.
Oh, you're gonna bail on her? 2 days ago, you couldn't wait to get her in bed.
That's because 2 days ago, she was just a crazy stranger. And if I remember correctly, you couldn't wait to get rid of her.
Yes, because she was a crazy stranger. But now I've gotten to know her and I want her to stay.
All right, Alan, but I'm warning you. This girl's got a lot of baggage. And I don't know if you have enough sky caps to get her to the curb.
What? So, Joni, what grade are you in?
Second.
Oh, really? I have a little boy who's in fourth.
So?
I don't know. I thought it'd be germane to the conversation.
Wow. Doesn't matter how old they are, you still strike out. You know, Joni, you are just as pretty as your mom.
So?
I bow to the master.
Hold on, let me finish. All right, I'm gonna say this one more time, real slow, so there's no confusion. You can take your damn money and stick it up your white bread, country club, tournament of roses, liposuctioned ass.
Hi. Hi.
Really, I'm garbage.
Is Alan here?
Yeah. Really? Oh, is that right? Well, I got news for you, lady. The term is white trash.
Do you know her?
Nope, that's a new one.
Judith, what are you doing here?
Ellen, I told you yesterday I was going to visit my parents. Dad's having another colonoscopy, and if I'm not there, I'll have to watch the video.
I'm sorry, there's just been a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, I just met your brother's latest stuff.
Why do you assume it's his stuff?
What, is it yours?
No, but it's not his either.
But it could be.
Says who?
Says your ex-wife.
Okay, I really don't need to hear this. Jake, honey, have a good time, hmm? Charlie, behave yourself.
What about me? I am completely capable of having my own stuff.
Hi, I'm Joni.
Hey, I'm gonna go play in my room.
Can I come with you?
Whatever.
If he can just keep that attitude for another 30 years, he's gold.
I'm not afraid of your lawyers or your shrinks. Fine, bring them on, because you know what? We're gonna run away and hide. Now they're really unhappy with me.
Is there anything we can do?
Oh, thanks. You've already done so much. I just hate to put you out like this.
Oh, it is not a problem. We have plenty of space. You and Joni can stay in my room, and I'll bunk with Charlie.
You'll bunk with Charlie? Hold on there, Pecos Bill.
No, it'll be fun. It'll be like when we were kids.
Well, okay. But just remember, this time, Mom won't be around to hear you scream.
Why are those people here?
They're going through a tough time, and we're helping them out.
That girl's really annoying.
I think maybe she has a crush on you.
Well, yeah, that's what's annoying.
You don't really like girls yet, huh?
No, I like girls. Just not into 8-year-olds.
Is Joni okay?
Yeah. She fell asleep as soon as her head hit the pillow.
Well, it was a long day for her.
Yeah. Well, the good news is I think my in-laws are going to back off.
Huh?
The bad news is that wasn't my shrink's car.
Yeah, well, we all make mistakes. But at least you made this one for the right reason. You love your daughter.
I just wish I knew where to go from here, because I know I seem like I've got it all together, but this is... this is a little...
scary?
Yeah.
I understand. I mean, when my marriage ended, I was terrified. It's the unknown. Don't cry. No. Everything will work out, you'll see. So long since anybody's touched me.
Alan?
Yeah? It's been so long since anybody's touched me.
How much did you see?
Just enough to make sleep impossible.
Okay, that's great. I am dying to talk about this. All we did was kiss, but oh, Charlie, what a kiss. It was like our souls were merging.
That was saliva, Alan.
No, seriously. I mean, Frankie is incredible. I mean, think about it. First she loses her husband, then she has to fight to keep her daughter, and yet still she has such incredible spirit, such joie de vivre.
Okay, would you like to hear my take on this?
Is it positive and life-affirming?
Good night, Alan. Okay, no. Tell me what you think.
All right, I've known you all your life, and if there's one thing I've noticed, you are a stone sucker for the damsel in distress.
I am not!
Oh, come on, Alan. Every woman you've ever been involved with has been damaged and needy.
Wait, what about, okay, go on.
You devote all your time and energy into fixing them up, instead of doing the humane thing, which is to have sex with them and run away.
Exactly how is that the humane thing?
My way? They have a good time, you have a good time, nobody suffers. Your way, you get married, you take over their lives, they start to hate you, and you end up moving in with me.
You know what, Charlie? I think you're jealous.
Of who?
Of me. For the first time in our lives, a woman picked me over you, and you can't deal with it.
I can deal with it. I don't get it, but I can deal with it.
I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry that your heart has become so hard and small that you've lost the capacity to connect with another human being on any level any more meaningful than the inebriated exchange of bodily fluids.
Boy, leave it to you to take a beautiful thing like drunken sex and make it sound dirty.
I don't know why I even bother talking to you.
Alan.
What?
I thought we had a pact to never go to bed mad.
Leave me alone.
Oh, come on. Don't you want a spoon?
I swear to God, you are gonna lose that hand.
That's not my hand.
Mom!
Do you know where Jake is?
No, honey. I'm sorry.
We're playing hide and seek.
Well, I don't know where he's hiding.
No, I was hiding and he was supposed to find me. It's been over an hour.
If I see him, I'll let him know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Morning.
Morning. Coffee.
Thank you.
So, I thought maybe today you, me, and the kids might go do something fun.
What about Charlie?
He's had his fun. Hey, I know. Why don't we go to Will Rogers State Park and have a picnic?
Oh, that sounds nice.
Oh, great, great.
Morning.
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 Oh, man. I'm the extra guy.
Oh, don't call yourself extra.
Try superfluous. Fifth wheel, 11th toe, third nipple.
Alan!
Interesting.
What's interesting?
This is new for me. Don't really like it.
Charlie, you're a great guy.
No, please, stop. Do not call me a great guy. That's what you call the schmuck loser friend who has to dance with the hot chick's ugly cousin.
just having a really good day.
Hey, are you coming on the picnic, Uncle Charlie?
Nah, couldn't find a date.
Jake, Mom wants to know if you want egg salad or tuna for lunch.
Tuna.
Me too.
God, she's annoying.
At least you're not a third nipple.
Jake, why don't you go in the kitchen and help Joni pick out some snacks to put in the picnic basket? You sure you don't want to come with us?
Do you really want me to come with you?
No, I was just being polite.
Listen, Frankie, we need to talk about you and Alan.
Oh, come on, stud. You're not jealous, are you?
No, no. Dumbfounded, maybe. Mystified, astounded, flabbergasted, but not jealous. I just want to make sure that you understand how vulnerable he is.
You don't think I'm vulnerable, too? Maybe you haven't noticed, Charlie, but I'm wrapped tighter than an airport sandwich.
Okay, let me put it this way. My brother is crazy about you.
Well, I'm crazy about him, too.
No, you don't understand. Alan's a nester. He's already imagining the two of you walking through IKEA, picking out flatware and throw pillows. He did it with me.
You really care about him, don't you?
Yes.
You're a great guy, Charlie.
Great guy and a kiss on the cheek. Why doesn't she just kick me in the balls?
Wanna play tag?
No.
Hide and seek?
No.
Wanna chase me?
No.
Well, the kids are having a great time.
This is a wonderful idea, Alan. Thank you.
Hey, what makes it wonderful is the company.
Aw, you always say exactly the right thing.
I don't know, I suppose I try to be sensitive to the moment and weigh my words so that they're emotional. No, not always. Listen, Frankie, I was thinking we get along so well, and our kids get along, and since neither one of us really has our own place.
Oh, right? Alan. Now, absolutely not.
But...
No, my life is such a mess, and I gotta straighten out a bunch of things before I can even think about a relationship.
Yes, yes, you've got a lot of baggage, but it's nothing I can't get to the curb.
What?
It was something Charlie said. I was hoping you'd know what it meant.
Well, Alan, I talked to my brother in Seattle today, and... he and his wife are going to put me and Joni up for a while.
Oh, you're leaving?
Tomorrow morning. Because, you know, I can enroll her in school there and get a job and start putting my life back together again.
Yeah, no, that makes sense, sure.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no, you're doing the right thing.
Look on the bright side, Alan.
What bright side?
You're gonna get laid tonight.
Oh boy, I think I'm gonna cry again.
Okay, and the cab's waiting. Say goodbye to Jake.
Bye, Jake.
Bye.
Oh, William!
Charlie, what can I say?
I know. I'm a great guy. Oh, man.
You know, I would have been happy to drive you to the airport.
No, it's better to say goodbye here, because LAX is hectic and crazy, and the underwire on my bra always sets off the metal detector. You know, this doesn't have to be goodbye forever. Once we get all settled, you can come visit us.
Sure.
Thank you.
I'm running late.
It's tough seeing her go, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm really gonna miss Joni.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 men.